Just give me one good reason why I should wear an image of an invasive or noxious weed on my clothing. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. U of I Extension Office educator Melissa Hamilton, with the help of some academic colleagues, has started a cottage industry where she emblazons scarves with botanical prints of invasive and noxious weeds. I couldn't help but ask for an explanation.
The tricky bird that you could say about invasives and noxious weeds is that usually they are quite pleasant to look at. Each weed has its own story on how it came to be on the landscape. But oftentimes, invasive weeds are planted by humans because they're aesthetically pleasing, because they're beautiful. And so the three weeds that we highlighted are, depends on your taste and your preference, but people have said, I find these plants beautiful, and it's very difficult for me to want to remove them from the landscape because of their beauty. So oxeye daisy is not only a problem in Valley County, but it's in every state across the U.S., and it's invasive. And then the other ones that we did was spotted knapweed and yellow toad flax. And yellow toad flax is also really beautiful, and depending on your preference, you could say spotted knapweed's also pretty. So it's very easy to highlight invasive weeds because they are quite beautiful.
Beautiful, but dangerous to the country's landscapes because they can crowd out native plants and throw the ecosystem out of balance, says Melissa. At any rate, she's manufacturing and selling scarves with the weeds' images emblazoned on them. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.